And now the game where people who are geniuses at what they do prove how good they can be doing something else entirely. It's called Not My Job. Chris Thiele asked his parents for a mandolin when he was 2 years old. When his parents asked why, he said, because I'm not going to get a MacArthur Genius Grant for my finger painting. He got one of those grants, plus he's sold millions of records with his various bands, and next month he will be the new host of A Prairie Home Companion. Chris Thiele, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. So is that story true, that at the age of two you knew what your instrument was?
I did. My folks started taking me to this pizza place in Carlsbad, California, called That Pizza Place. And the fella who led this bluegrass band that played there every Saturday night, he was super charismatic. And I always gravitated towards, you know, the pitcher in baseball or the quarterback on a football team. And since he played the mandolin, I wanted to play the mandolin. And also it was small and high-pitched, and that's exactly what I was at the time.
Right. So it was scaled to you as a two-year-old.
Exactly.
You saying there was a bluegrass band at a pizza place? So it's like it's not DiGiorno, it's Deliverance? That sounds...
Yeah, that was very, very good.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't keep it in. Sorry.
That was very good. So as you grew up, now you're an adolescent. You're well-known as a mandolin player. You're getting some fame. I got to ask, how'd that set you up with the ladies, the mandolin?
Oh, man. Not great. Peter, of all the instruments, mandolin wouldn't make your short list of most masculine, would it?
No.
Hello, I play the smallest musical instrument there is.
Yeah.
I play the mandolin, the
wait,
man is ironic.
Wait, how small are mandolins? I thought they were...
You could probably fit, you know, three or four of them into a regular-sized guitar.
Yeah. They're small.
They're I mean, it's like a little smaller than a violin, wouldn't you say?
They're about the same size as a violin, but the violin has this illustrious Don Juan history. I mean, cast your mind back to the red violin and... You know, the sorts of things that violinists are up to. It's very sexy.
Yeah, yeah. A mandolin is kind of like a pretentious ukulele. Would you agree, Chris?
Wow, that is a compliment and an insult at the same time.
I 100% agree.
All right. We are all ready to welcome you to the pantheon of public radio hosts as you take over from Garrison Keillor in A Prairie Home Companion next month, right?
Next month.
Right.
And October 15th.
And how are you? Are you ready? You got your game face on? Have you done all your training?
I'm still a little concerned about how few pairs of red socks I have.
That's Garrison, a problem.
And Garrison never stepped on that stage without red socks, to my knowledge. And I only have one or two pairs. And I don't have great laundry habits.
That's so true. However, I understand that Target is based in Minnesota, so you should find one there.
Oh, we're going to be good. They have all kinds of red stuff in there.
Now, Garrison Keillor, as everyone knows, especially everyone here, founded, created Prairie Home Companion, did it for more than 40 years. And you were selected by him to host the show. How did he give you the news?
So I was on a tour bus in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was practicing, playing with the bassist Edgar Meyer, and Garrison's name shows up on my caller ID. It takes up the whole screen. And I was right in the middle of practicing and also had this sense that he wasn't just going to ask me to be on an episode, you know, next week, which he would do.
Yeah, you've been on the show many times.
And so I let it go to voicemail and then checked it, and he said, "Oh, Chris, I have something I think might be of interest to you, or maybe it won't be, but call me back, let's talk." And so I call him back, and he starts outlining this plan that we're now in the middle of.
Of you taking over the show?
Of me taking over the show.
These Garrison Keillor impersonations, by the way, you could just do these and people wouldn't think he went away.
Yeah, I know. That's one option. You're a very good singer. Do you think that the Prairie Home Companion audience is going to be able to adjust to that?
You're very kind.
Yes. I appreciate it. We've heard that you're not going to do the news from Lake Wobegon, But can you tell us any more? I'm genuinely excited to find out about what the Chris Thiele Prairie Home is going to be like and how it's going to be different from the Garrison Keillor version.
I won't tell you the news from Lake Wobegon because I don't know what's happening.
Right.
And I won't do Lives of the Cowboys or Guy Noir, but we'll continue to do scripts and the fake commercials. I mean, you know, you'll be hearing from the Ketchup Advisory Board, certainly, and it may occasionally be a good time for a rhubarb pie.
So does, like, Lake Wobegon just disappear?
Poof, like Brigadoon.
Really?
Yeah, it's gone. Okay. Sorry?
It wasn't real, Roxanne.
Well, Chris Thiele, we are delighted to talk to you, and we have asked you here this time to play a game we're calling...
You're the most hated band in the whole world.
We are guessing that sometimes when you tell people that you are part of a band called Nickel Creek, they recoil in horror because they thought you said Nickelback. And that, of course, Nickelback is the Canadian band that some believe is the worst rock and roll band of all time. So we're going to ask you three questions about these Canadian super rockers. Answer two questions correctly, you will win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Chris Thiele playing for?
John Hornick of Lincoln.
All right, well, here's your first question about Nickelback. Now, they haven't won many awards or much critical acclaim, but they did win this honor. What was it? A, in 1998, they were voted Canada's third most important export after maple syrup and Mike Myers. B, they were named the single biggest dating turnoff on a music-based dating site. Or C, they served as the 2003 brand ambassadors for Axe body spray.
Oh, good Lord. I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A. They were voted Canada's third most important export after maple syrup and Mike Myers?
I am.
All right.
Ooh, out
sadly, sadly, it was B. It was B. Oh. They were named the single biggest dating turnoff on the music-based dating website Tastebuds FM. So if you're on that dating site and you're trying to find somebody to listen to your music to, do not tell them that your favorite band is Nickelback. Now, despite their reputation, Nickelback has done some good in this world, as in which of these examples? A, in their contract rider for their concerts, they stipulate that their leftover backstage Red Bull and vodka must be donated to nearby homeless shelters. B, in 2015, a man was able to raise $36,000 for charity by agreeing to listen to Nickelback 24/7 for a week. Or C, they participated in a public awareness campaign warning young men against using flammable brands of hair mousse.
I'm going to go with B this time.
B, and the man who raised $36,000, you are right. He said, if you donate to this charity, I will listen to Nickelback 24/7 for a week. And it worked. He raised all that money. He said, quote, when you're listening to this much consecutive Nickelback, it feels like 1 week is 7 weeks. Last question. Nickelback, like so many other successful musicians these days, it seems, have been accused of plagiarizing their music. In their case, from whom? From A, John Cage, B, Rob Zombie, or C, themselves?
Oh, I know this one. It is themselves.
You are right. Yes. In 2005, a listener was enjoying the new Nickelback song, Someday, and realized it sounded a lot like the old Nickelback song, How You Remind Me. So he played the songs on top of each other in kind of a splice. And yep, it is the same song. The mashup. Was that the song? I don't know Nickelback.
I mean, he's having a seizure.
I think that was
these Garrison Keillor impersonations are unbelievable.
The mashup became known as How You Remind Me of Someday. Bill, how did Chris Thiele do in our quiz?
He got 2 out of 3, so you're a winner, Chris. Good luck.
Chris Thiele is an award-winning musician with the bands Nickel Creek and Punch Brothers. This fall, he will be the real host of A Prairie Home Companion. Chris Thiele, thank you so much for playing with us, and good luck.
Thanks so much for having me.